All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. So always keep him first. Always worship him. Always praise him and thank him day by day, people. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other. All those amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the ministries, the services, and the gatherings and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous, isolated, bold believers out there who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many troubles and tribulations for his namesake. Stay strong and encouraged out there. Amen. Stay diligent and firm and steadfast with it. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, kindreds all over the world. And much love to all the converts out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ out there. Anyone who just became a believer, God bless you. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Welcome, everyone. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you, most definitely. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you got to do. Always express yourself for the Most High. The Most High is always watching us, so always serve us. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shout with those angels. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let us stay watchful, prayed up, alert, sober, vigilant. Let us keep our lamps, keep the oils, keep the law, statute, commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word, and stay in your purpose and your calling. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Whatever the Most High has told you or talked to you about according to your calling, your purpose, your situation, your gifts, your talents, or what have you, handle that, people. Any assignment or task the Most High gave you, be responsible and be obedient. Amen. So I hope that you are being strong and taking it one day at a time, all right? So in today's message, what we will do is go through today's Bible reading. We will go through the recommended reading scriptures. We will go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, in its whole entirety, especially verses 10 through 20. Recommended reading, the book of Isaiah chapter 57, verses 14 through 21. The book of Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. The book of John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. And also the book of Ephesians chapter 2 in its whole entirety. The title of this commentary is Restored. A lot of people, whether or not they're handy around the house, find a place in the garage or storage shed for a stack of wood scraps. Here we pile up remnants of baseboard trim, leftovers from woodworking projects, ends of deck boards, and remains from our other assorted handyman attempts. When we look at our scrap pile, we see useful material for starting future projects or making emergency repairs around the house. Of course, anyone else who looks at our remnants probably sees useless and broken junk. Fortunately, God has a unique perspective when he looks at broken things. He sees them as something he can restore. Early in Jeremiah's ministry, God instructed a prophet to smash a clay jar before Judah's leaders. This object lesson provided a vivid image of what God would do to them for their sin. However, God also promised to restore and honor them. This is what the Lord says, I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and the palace will stand in its proper place. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Verses 18 through 19. All of us go through times in life when we feel like useless junk. We feel so broken that we have little or no hope of ever being restored. How could anyone create anything useful out of us? But then God steps in. He lovingly and tenderly picks up the pieces of our brokenness in our life and puts them back together again. Whether our brokenness comes from our own poor decisions or choices or from the consequences of someone else's actions, God restores us. How does he go about the process of this restoration? It's not always easy. He sometimes has to wait for us to let go of the shattered pieces of our lives, old habits that die hard, old resentments that continue to burn within us, old friends who continue to drag us down, etc., etc. When we let go of these hindrances and surrender the scraps to our loving and forgiving God, he is willing to take what we have given him, the ugly, the shattered, and the broken scraps, piles of our lives, and begin to make something beautiful out of it. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What experiences in your life have caused you to feel broken and useless? Did you sense God working to rebuild your life? Why do you think God allows us to experience pain and brokenness? All right, y'all, restoration, healing, deliverance, miracles. We need those things, people. Be complete, mature in the Most High, okay? The Most High will restore all of us, amen. He will restore our mental health, our living conditions, our situations, our heart health, our health. He will restore all areas of our lives, amen. We're going to be completely restored, amen. We touch and agree. So that is the commentary, all right? What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Praise him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Most High, the almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, eternal life. God is with us. Everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my portion. He is my strength, my rock, my salvation, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my provider, my redeemer, my salvation, my song. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days, the rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in him. Call on him. Have faith in him. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith is how you overcome the world and all your problems forever. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. Ask the Father what you need in his Son's name and it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. Definitely need that restoration, people. Definitely he has to fix all the brokenness inside of us. Amen. So make us, let's always humble ourselves before him and submit to him always, people. Amen. He got us, y'all. The Most High God is, amen. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Most definitely, we know that every word of God is pure, true, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is purifying silver, as David said in the Psalms. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says, amen. He is the everlasting king. He is the sinless high priest for sure. He is the way everlasting. Always praise him, y'all. Most definitely. Prayers up to all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, all the strangers, the sojourners. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for everybody within the distance and beyond all four corners of the world. Prayers up for all the elders, the babies, the children, the parents, the men, the women, the everybody, all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for all of you. Okay, most definitely. All right. So that is the word for today. What I love to do is I close out, give you all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out. All right. So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Of Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.